Good morning, everybody. Radio. Good morning, everybody. I have to apologize. I am so sorry about starting so late. If you're listening from my following from my Facebook and Twitter, obviously, you know, I spent the day yesterday or a good part of the morning in the hospital. So I guess everything just really knocked me out. I'm sorry, I'm trying to write something, so I'm going to go over to Facebook while I'm on the phone here and let you all know that I'm online, because I'm sure I met quite a few people this morning. And if anybody's interested in calling in, trying to catch my cat when I'm talking to you. I don't usually let him in when I'm doing this, because he can step on the keyboard. He hides on me, so, you know, I want him out. So I just caught him. So I'm going to get him out of my makeshift studio, which is also my bedroom, from Pittston, PA, on a sunny day. Oh, and then there's all my paperwork on the floor. I'm still not 100%. Anyway, so for those of you that are listening, I just wanted to give you my call-in number, which is 646-787-8475. The show is supposed to be the label of positive thinking and a lot, and I'm just having a very hard time this morning. I wish somebody would call in, kind of take over the show. So let me just go back over to Facebook real quick and let you guys know the show is only going to be like another few minutes, because I started so late. And again, I apologize. Just letting you know the call on over there, 646-787-8475. Okay. And of course, I didn't hyphenate or put any spaces. I didn't even have my juice yet. Okay. And I'm really screwing up here. Okay, there we go. Hopefully, that's it. And let me get back to the studio. Let's see, there is a way of letting everybody know, but whatever. Okay, well, I'm on the air. This is Cat the Cat. We have approximately 8 minutes left of showtime, and again, I apologize. So I'm obviously really don't know what to talk about. I was going to try to talk about today turning everything over, making everything positive, especially when it comes to, you know, bad things in our lives. And again, I'm only speaking for myself. I'm not speaking for anybody else. So when I say you, it's general you. It's not you. But, you know, I've come to realize that being chronically ill, and I think I put on Facebook the other day, because I just hate the word ill. It's kind of like, boy, I hate the word alcoholic, because I don't like it to define me. And I give it a lot of, like, for me, the word alcoholic, and I know a lot of you people in AA, even though I started off there years ago and learned some very good lessons, but you won't agree with me. But, you know, I feel like I'm just a regular person now, just happens not to use alcohol or drink alcoholic drinks or pick up any, you know, so I'm not a smokeaholic, I'm not an alcoholic, I'm not using anything to alter, you know, my state of being, so I just don't even, that's why I don't like to call myself sick, and I'm looking for other ways of expressing pretty much what's going on with me, because I think when I call myself sick, you know, my body and brain, or my brain will believe it. And even though I am, you know, I have some things going on. I got very good news yesterday over at the hospital after the procedure was done. And I got some not so good news. So it's, I won the battle and I'm going on with the war. I would like to share it with everybody, but I've yet to share it with one of my sisters and my BFF. So before I go and, you know, make it public, it's just, you know, a couple family members and everybody else. I want to tell what's going on with me before it goes, you know, viral, public, whatever. And so sorry again about this morning's show. I'm so sorry. I think we only have about 5 minutes. So I'll make it up probably over the next couple of weeks. I have a couple of more things that I have to do. I'm going to be back at the hospital on Monday and for a four-phase CAT scan or four images. I don't even know. And then I have to go see my doctor, which will be probably one of the last visits I have with him for a while. And I told you September was going to be a very, very busy month for me. And then the following Monday, it's just a really bad day. It's just a really bad day. I go up to Danville and I have appointments that entire day, 10 o'clock in the morning, 10:40 in the morning, 11 a.m., 1:30 a.m., 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I think that's just page one. Psychology's papers left on the floor. So that will be my ultimate last day of September, which is my birthday month, which stunk. That I had to stay out of fall on this particular month. As you know, I just celebrated my birthday on the 15th. So I just really didn't want to go through this. But I guess better start because I'm looking forward to my Halloween, my Thanksgiving, and my Christmas. So hopefully, you know, in that time I'll build up more of a positive attitude. I need to start taking care of myself a little bit better with weight loss. So certain organs are being overworked and stuff like that. And what I'm going to try to do is, what I said, I'm going to try to turn this all around into how I'm getting healthy, you know, how I'm living positive, how I'm eating right, how I'm working out even with chronic pain. You know, some hobbies I'm going to pick up and things of that nature. And with the holidays coming up, I, you know, we'll be talking about those and, you know, we'll have some shows with family traditions and stuff like that. And I am really, 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 really sorry. I have like 2 minutes and 56 seconds left. I could let this go into archives, but I won't today because I have to, you know, start doing some stuff right now and, you know, sort of my condition and just get on with my day. It's absolutely gorgeous out and I would like to spend it outside. I'm still feeling like a lot of the anesthesia from yesterday. You can hear it. I'm totally groggy. I slept all day, all night. I've never slept so much in my life. I actually feel like I can roll back into bed, but if I sleep, I'm going to sleep outside with a little Hawaiian tropic on me and try to get brave and jump in my pool one last time because I know that water's cold and we're going to be closing up for the season probably this week. And that's it, peeps. And again, I'm not going to keep saying I'm sorry. You know, it happens. I'm not going to let it bother me. Ouch. And you know, there's just so much I could do, and I'm trying to keep my word to all my listeners that we're going to get, you know, a steady Saturday thing going here. I think the 10 o'clock works out a little bit better. I've yet to get any feedback from somebody, but then again, the season, I have 90 seconds of the season, really hasn't kicked off, and I know a lot of you know I've been erratic, you know, with keeping the times and so on and so forth. And I'm just going to end now. And again, you know, just really, you know, for anyone that's having a hard time out there, with chronic pain, with illness, with any type of recovery. And I don't mean just recovery from drugs and alcohol. You know, we all recover, you know, from different things in our lives, losses and everything else. I think one of the first things I have to do, and this is for me, is stop labeling myself, you know, and choose more positive ways of giving myself acronyms or whatever the word may be to describe, you know, who I am and what I'm doing. You know, because I'm not going to be a chronically ill alcoholic, you know, just doesn't quite work for me. So with that, you know, or apps, smoker or whatever the case may be, because all the things I gave up have, you know, opened me up to, you know, do labels, if we have to use the word label. But I'm trying to get you to understand what I mean. All right, I got 10 seconds, peeps. It's been a funny show, I guess. But if you listen in, like, a lot of YouTube from the archives, it's not going to be so long. So you all have a great day, and I will see you later. Ciao. Peace out.